As you walk into the main lobby of Camillus Ridge Terrace, you're immediately drawn to the view of a hallway with exterior facades of buildings. They have bright pastel-colored siding and windows. A peek inside reveals a beauty and barber shop and an old-fashioned ice cream parlor. The neon lighting is reflected with a silver wall border. It's a home-away-from-home atmosphere that administrator Josh Santiago says they strive to create. But the decision to live there or other facilities like it is not an easy one for residents or their families.
If I had all this independence, I was driving all these years, I lived in my own home for 50 years, and now someone's telling me that I need assisted living care, I would be hesitant. However, the one thing I see for what I do for a living is that the assisted living environment is as close to home as you can possibly want and have for the senior population.
The most popular gathering spot at Camillus Ridge is yesterday's cafe, the ice cream shop. Residents here are listening to a presentation of topical news.
Others want to make the bug a tourist attraction as important to the city's landscape as the rolling prairies.
A view that resident Elizabeth Wild could probably envision from her younger days growing up on a farm.
We meet there for coffee or tea with a cookie and then have a discussion on the world problems. But we don't get upset by what's going on, by worrying about it.
Well, that's good.
Because we talk things over and what solutions may be reached, and then we have a good time just living here.
There is an evaluation process that residents such as Wild have to pass in order to be considered for residency at the private care facility.
As they've gotten older, they may not be able to help with doing like the bathing, the dressing, the grooming. They need that assistance. So we want to make sure that we're appropriately taking people that we can help with those things, but also are somewhat independent enough where they can walk independently with a walker or may just need some basic assistance.
Santiago says assisted living facilities allow people to age in place so they don't have to go to a nursing home. John Smith, WAER News.